Yeah.
Aren't we like a month away from St. Patty's Day? Isn't it that March?
Mm-hmm. March 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boop, boop.
Yep, yep.
I don't really celebrate St. Patty's Day.
I don't either. But... Nick always likes to do like disgusting St. Patrick's Day dinners. I don't know. He doesn't think they're disgusting. I do. Like sauerkraut and pork loin and,
oh,
you know, maybe that's New Year's actually. That might be New Year's.
I like corned beef.
We make what's it called? Corned beef. I usually make it in a hash.
Corned beef and cabbage.
I'll make like roasted potato hash with corned beef and like a little bit of Thousand Island and some Swiss cheese. It's actually really good.
Yeah, I just like corned beef, cabbage, and the Swiss cheese. I've never been like a Thousand Island person, but I'm like a spicy person. So like,
see, I like mayonnaise. I have no problem saying that. I think people are either mayo people or they aren't, and that's okay.
Yeah. I just, for some reason, I've never been into Thousand Island. But as a child, you know why I was fat? Because what I used to eat, real talk, this is why I was fat. My parents, love you, mom and dad, but why did you not get myself in check? We would go to the buffet because like, you know, my dad, Golden Corral, after church every Sunday, it'd be the buffet or the Chinese buffet. What I would eat was French breadstick or breadsticks with French dressing. Like that's the majority of what I would eat before I hit the ice cream bar with the ice cream and cookies.
I used to take deli turkey and dip it in mayonnaise.
That's disgusting. Okay, so I told Becca the other day that we were going to do a signature talk when we travel, and we are going to say it's two fatties turn functional, because if you don't know our stories, like both of us were overweight growing up, and I'm not going to blame everything on genetics and all of that, because I mean,
oh, I didn't eat
it. You know, it definitely has played a role in terms of like the family history. And you look at like my, mom's side of her family, her body type, my body type, my sister's body type, we all alike, we got them hips and then thighs. But at the end of the day, that's kind of like a little bit of what I would say neglect, that they just let me eat breadsticks and French dressing followed by ice cream and cookies.
My dad used to make fun of me, and I'm like, bless my dad. That was the time of like, are you going to go? You don't need that candy bar, Becca, type thing.
Then why did you buy it for me?
I know. I mean, he was more so jokingly, but yeah, my dad's not the most sympathetic person in the world. And I love him either way. He's just not, and much more my father than I am my mother. I'll tell you that. My mom is very kind and emotional and like won't hurt a fly and a total martyr. And she's the sweetest lady in the world.
Sweet.
My dad is not. And so it's so funny that those people find each other and love each other. And, but yeah, I am with seeing my brother and my sister. I am so much more my dad than my brother and my sister.
Yeah.
1,000% in a lot of ways. So
I'm definitely my mom. And I blame my mom for my shopping habits, because my sister and I were talking the other day. She's thinking of moving to Texas too, you know? And I'm like, how do we accumulate all this? And my mom used to love to shop. So I'm like, I blame her.
Yeah, that's fair. My mom doesn't. My mom is such a penny pincher. Both my mom and my dad, which is probably why they're really rich now.
But it's also probably why you like to shop, because there was a phase of my life, more so in my early 20s. So my dad... Lawyer, always grown up in a nice like home, but 100,000% my mom masked a lot of his penny pinching. I mean, it's like the stories I could tell you are honestly like bad, like childhood trauma from my siblings. Like even their stories are even, they're awful. But my mom thankfully covered a lot of that up for me. So I didn't see it. However, thinking about like after she's passed and the things I've seen and how it would have been if he or if she wasn't around, I think part of like her spending habits and even mine for a period of time were that rebellion of like, we're not only going to shop at Goodwill. No, we're going to go, you know, I thought it was so cool when I got to go and pick out something at Limited Too.
Oh yeah. We never got to go into Abercrombie and Fitch. We never got to go into any of those. It was like Kohl's and
Kohl's was a big thing.
Yep. Absolutely. So okay.
We got to get into this because we only have 17 minutes. So we are super excited that we have created a little bit of a new program based upon the demands of people in our messages on social media. And if you've followed us for a while, if you've listened to us on the Health Revival Show, a lot of what we talk about is really around healing chronic illness, right? So very severe digestive issues, major autoimmune issues or imbalances and metabolic disease. We can even look farther beyond that in terms of hormonal imbalances, right? And so when we think about our signature program that is typically 6 months or longer for that person, we know that we serve an amazing population and we're really proud of the complex cases that we help. At the same token, we know that some of you are like, man, I've listened to you forever and I want to work with your team, but I don't need all of that. And so as we head into the summer, what we've done is put together just a 3-month program. So it's half of what our, you know, full program is. And this is really around metabolic health, calming down inflammation. And it's for the woman who doesn't have crazy, crazy things going on, or maybe she doesn't know yet because she hasn't had the testing done, right? And really wants to understand, why am I doing everything right? And I'm going to air quote this because a lot of times we think we're doing a lot of things right, but really for what our body needs in this season, it doesn't align. And we are living proof of that. So again, if you go back and you look at our journeys and our stories, you know, from overtraining to under eating, doing 75 hard, we did it together, then I did it again, and like not seeing change, it all came down to inflammation. And while the training and movement is great and healthy for your body, getting a clean diet, taking out alcohol, like doing all these things that were in 75 hard is like, yeah, great, grit, determination, you know, discipline, but it was too much. And so it kept me personally an inflamed mess. And so that's really what we've designed this program for. If you are someone who is struggling and you're like, I just don't get it. I don't understand what's going on. And you're starting to notice like joint pain or maybe low energy, that weight just isn't budging. And you just feel like something's off, but you don't exactly know what, this is for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you are that person that is dealing with chronic symptoms, that has the laundry list of things that has been going on for years, if not decades, and it has just worsened and worsened, and you have no answers, then talk to our team. Like, you are the right candidate for our full program, our 6-month intensive per se, with more testing and more application of kind of, I would say, extreme adjustments and protocols that we run with those clients. So there's a link in the show notes. We work with those types of cases. That is, I believe, kind of our specialty. But a lot of people, like Liz was saying, don't need that, you know, but they've noticed like, hey, I'm a little bit more tired, or, you know, I feel like I'm not getting stronger in the gym, or I'm not recovering like I used to. I'm sleeping, but I'm waking up still kind of not very rested, you know, maybe I've gained a little bit of weight. Maybe, you know, I'm starting to develop some allergies, like whatever might be going on, you know, acne, I've had like some flare-ups of my skin, like these little things, those are inflammatory signs. Those are signs that there is something going on. And so what we want to talk about are those people that are doing it all right. Cause we do a ton of lab reviews. We do a ton of calls. People are eating clean. They eat whole foods. They don't eat a ton of processed foods. They might not even be drinking. They're working out a few times a week, if not more. They're even taking supplements. Like, they've listened to us. They've listened to podcasts. They've done their own work and they're trying, you know, out different things, but they're still not seeing any movement in their symptoms. Like, a lot of times we assume that the answer is more restriction and more supplements and more pushing, but the answer is more direction, right? Like, it's the right direction. And inflammation changes how your body responds to literally everything. It is why the calories in, calories out doesn't work for you. It's why the supplements you don't feel a difference with. It's why the exercise is making you more swollen, or you feel like you're getting weaker, right? Even motivation and hormones. Gosh, the number of women that I see that go on hormones and it doesn't help, or things get worse, like, that is a physiology problem. And so inflammation will slow down metabolism. It will disrupt insulin and hormone signaling. It will suppress thyroid conversion, another huge one. Gosh, thyroid is a canary in the coal mine. Like, if you are having chronic thyroid issues, look upstream. You have to look at what's going on in the brain, detoxification, HPA axis signaling, right? Gut motility. What's going on with mitochondria? Do you not have energy because your mitochondria cannot make and create and consume even? Right? Like, when our cells become unhealthy, not only do they struggle to make energy, they struggle to consume things inwards, nutrients and electrolytes and signaling. So what we want to do is help people that fit that bill, that are, things have kind of taken a slow but not good turn. it hasn't been overnight. I'm bedridden. You know, I'm, you know, full body rash, like these extreme symptoms, but it's been like this quiet knock for a long time.
Yeah. And I think too, when we talk about everything is normal on labs, you don't feel optimal. This is a perfect way for you to kind of reset everything and really gain a clear understanding of what these more so subtle things that you've maybe accepted as like mom life or postpartum or menopause, because let's be honest, and Beck and I talk about this all the time. First, I will say, if you listen to this podcast and you think that we never struggle with symptoms, I'm sorry, because we may have made it sound that way at some point in time, but we do. We definitely have days where we are moody, we are stressed out. I want to pull my hair out. I want to sit and just cry or scream. Like, we are females that have a lot of emotions and we care very deeply about our clients. We're also two moms outside of even our business that have a lot of stress in our life. And so we have all this knowledge and we try to combat it. And that's why we biohack and why we do the tools and all the things that we do. But it doesn't mean that we are just completely symptom free, right? Like for me, I don't have a lot of the digestive issues that I used to have. What I've struggled with more so lately is fatigue and feeling like my fuse is short. And so it's like, okay, how do I come in and I help my adrenals, doing some different bioregulators, some different things that I'm seeing on my labs to help more so build my body up. And then I'll retest and see if it's enough, right? But I know that I have to do these things because of the lifestyle that I live and then I have to keep up with. And I don't want to end up in that place where I am totally burnt out. And so when you have some of those symptoms that are starting to whisper at you, it's very important that you listen. I know that there's a lot of memes out there that say like, listen when your body talks before it screams. That's the person who this is for. Most of the chronic illness cases that we work with and have to unravel, peel back the layers of the onion, transparently, they take longer than 6 months, depending upon the person. Would we love to get in and get out and, you know, have people graduate from our program within 6 months? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, if someone is dealing with years and years and years of dysfunction, it does take longer. And so the longer that you wait, the harder that it gets. I will tell you that. Been there personally when I was, you know, going doctor to doctor and saying, I don't feel good. Like I'm tracking my calories. I'm going to the gym. I'm doing boot camp 6 days a week, right? I have fatigue. I have skin issues. I cannot get this weight off. My doctor straight up looked at me and was like, well, you know, it's a calories in, calories out issue. And I'm like, I just told you that I'm going to the gym and I'm tracking my food. And so it wasn't until I was able to afford and get in front of, you know, a functional doctor that helped me realize the Hashimoto's and all the inflammation in my body and my gut, the infections were the issue. And so within this program, because it is a 3-month program, we are going to give one test instead of the normal two that we typically do. And we can start with labs if that's, you know, not something that you've had done, but we want you to understand that normal isn't optimal. And those symptoms that you have may be correlated to things that we can quickly reverse. We can be proactive, right? And not reactive and wait until it gets to a point where you feel like totally debilitated. So that's what we have put together. It's going to be March, April, and May, right into the summertime. I mean, I personally truly believe that you should be working on your health 365 days a year, mm-hmm. right? You're going to have fun times where you go and you do things and then you're like, oh shoot, I'm not 20 again. And you're reminded very quickly that your healthy lifestyle supports, you know, you and your day to day. But we know that a lot of people are like, oh, well, I got to travel and this and that. So what are we going to be focusing on within this? Lowering systemic inflammation without extreme detoxes, without aggressive protocols. I will tell you, we are going to ask you to make changes. Change is required to see change. If someone's not getting anything out of our program, most of the time we come back to compliance and adherence and have to go back to the drawing board to say, what is doable for you? And so again, it's still a one-on-one program where you can have that conversation. You can have the, you know, communication around, hey, I read through my protocol, but I feel like this is really, really restrictive. Or I feel like I'm, you know, really struggling with this, because we work with women in all phases of life, even those who have had more of like the eating disorder side. So we want to be cautious and mindful of those things. But at the same time, if we want to lower inflammation and get change, we have to create change, right? We're also going to be focusing heavily on cellular health, mitochondrial function. Energy production drives metabolism. It drives healing. It drives our motivation, our drive for life, everything essentially, right? We want to help bring back resilience. So when we think about someone who goes through life and, as I say, lives, you know, with a lot of freedom and flexibility, it's because their body is resilient. So how do we signal your immune system that we're safe? That's going to be a big part of this as well. And then again, kind of rebuilding your baseline. Like, where are you malnourished? Where are you deficient? What are those things that we can help build your body up with? Because if you have a strong terrain, you have a terrain that is, you know, very plentiful, let's put it that way, with the flowers in your garden, you're going to be resilient. If you have a terrain that's completely wiped out because you're chronically stressed, you have a lot of underlying infections, you've had a lot of NSAIDs, antibiotics, birth control, all these things, it takes a little bit longer and we have to really restore that function. But most of the time, what we see for people who are struggling with weight loss, they're simply lacking a lot of the things that they need in terms of prebiotics, probiotics, short chain fatty acids. And so another option, it will be A or B here, would be the GI map stool analysis. If you wanted to upgrade, you could get both, but within this, it's 3 months. We're working off how we help restore that balance and resilience. And if you are somebody more on the chronic side, we have that option for you too, but we haven't had this yet. And many people have asked for it. So we're excited to bring it to you. Our team is excited to bring it to you. They work with women just like you day in, day out. Many of them are you. Many of our practitioners have gone through their health journey because they're like, I'm tired of being gaslit by my doctors when everything is not normal.
Yeah. So if you are the person that is feeling inflamed, your rings are fitting tighter, your clothes are fitting tired, you're tired, you're doing the right things, you think, without the results. And, you know, you feel like you really need the structure and accountability. Maybe you're doing things, but it's not a plan, right? You're kind of throwing things at a wall and hoping that they stick. It's like the DIYing your health type thing. And the things that you've thrown at the wall haven't stuck yet. That is who this is for. This is, again, not for advanced chronic illness. This is not for complex infections, you know, heavy detoxification needs, mold mycotoxin illness like Lyme, EBV. That's not who this is for. We serve those clients, but not in this program. And so we just want to be really honest with that. If you are that case, by all means, we want to help you. Link is in the show notes to talk to our team about working with us more on a full capacity. But this is for those that need the structure, they need the list of things that they should and shouldn't be doing, and they need the personalization to it and the guidance throughout. That is who this is for. That is what our team will provide. So check out the link for this. Also will be in the show notes to get more information. Liz and I will also be talking about it in our stories on Instagram, all the places. So if you have questions, go ahead and message us, and hopefully we will see you in there.